107 FM Talk, 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this rainy Monday. It is at our studios. It was for a lot of folks today. And if you haven't gotten the rain shower yet, you'll probably get it here at some point over the day. Dr. Bill says really good shot at rain today and really for the bulk of the week as this cold front has stalled out to our north and we're on the rainy side of things.
Yeah.
So at least it'll hold the temperatures down. So we got that going for us.
I'll take that.
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 343-0106, 343-0106, our phone number. A lot to talk about. And of course, one of the big stories this morning is one of the big stories from last week. And of course, you can check out the top three things, our big stories on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Go right there to the top of the stack. Three big things. New sexual misconduct accusation rocks the Kavanaugh nomination. We'll talk about that. Also, Senator Jones waits for Ford testimony to make of his mind on Kavanaugh. And the U.S. and China hike tariffs as the trade war goes into another day, but now 10% excise tax being put on a bunch of products out of China. We'll talk about that as well. But top of the stack, and that is the story from last week. It's the story from the week before, but now another name on the mix. I want to kind of get into this, and I want to hear from you as well on this at 343-0106, 343-0106. A second accuser, Deborah Ramirez, has been added to the list, but I got to ask this question. Number one, is there anything in your mind when there are these accusers? And I don't know. I wasn't there. But in both cases, there are legions of people saying that they were, well, number one, in the case of early on with Kavanaugh, there's, 65 women who said this doesn't fit the behavior of Kavanaugh at all. Some of the women he dated and friends of his in the past. And then in some of the cases, people say that didn't happen. Not just this judge guy, not just the buddy, but people said that didn't happen or go down that way. I mean, you have people claiming that things didn't happen, and they don't seem to be getting their voices heard as much. And then I saw over the weekend, Michael Avenatti. I don't think it behooves and benefits somebody who's coming to testify against Kavanaugh to secure Avenatti as an attorney here. He said on Twitter, "I represent a woman with credible information regarding Judge Kavanaugh and Mark Judge. We will be demanding the opportunity to present testimony to the committee and will likewise be demanding that the judge and others be subpoenaed to testify. The nomination must be withdrawn." Now, you know, who is going to get to testify on Thursday right now, the way you hear from Senate leadership, is you get Dr. Ford and you get Judge Kavanaugh. Although the strange thing is this request to have Kavanaugh go first, mm-hmm. and then Ford, that is contrary to how our system works. I mean, what would he be answering? Unless, you know, you have your accuser comes up and accuses you, and then you, as a defendant, come up and answer the questions.
But she's going first.
No, but that was the original request.
Correct.
Last week.
Yeah,
and that is just the strangest thing.
They've bent on both sides. I mean, she's now going first, and she's also having this on Thursday as requested,
right,
as opposed to Monday, right?
Yeah.
But back to the women, the 65 that signed off on him, once her name came about, that number changed. Some of those women were not signing off on who he is.
I think it's at 65 now. It was originally
65, but it went down.
Okay.
And then, I mean, it's important to note because what's happening is the public is shifting one way or the other, whether for and against, because a story like this has taken on legs. And it's not unusual to have more people speak up. Now, whether or not they're telling the truth is a different story.
Well, yeah, when we get into this. So the second woman accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct, last night, The New Yorker published a new report from another woman accusing Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual harassment. Deborah Ramirez says that while she and Kavanaugh attended Yale, they attended a party where Kavanaugh exposed himself. The 53-year-old accuser relates an incident at the party where she says Kavanaugh exposed himself to her and forced unwanted contact. Democrats are reportedly investigating the allegation. A statement from Kavanaugh says, quote, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen." So this is twice where it hasn't been, you know, the denial from the Kavanaugh camp has not been one of, it was interpreted differently. It was, in both cases, which I think may make it easier, you know, if you think we can ever get to truth on these things, to get there, because he isn't saying, well, there was a situation, but one person felt one way. He's saying, mm-hmm. that didn't happen.
That's right.
I wasn't there. this incident didn't happen. Pretty concrete.
And even one of her friends who was there says she doesn't even remember any of this occurring. Right. So you're hearing from both men and women, which is very important as well, because it's very easy to play the sexes against each other, and we have to let this all play out. Back to Michael Avenatti, as you mentioned, Sean, he does say, though, his client that he wants to introduce into this mix is not Deborah Ramirez. He did tweet out that my email of moments ago with Mike Davis, chief counsel for nominations for U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary, we demand that this process be thorough, open, and fair, which is what the American public deserves. It must not be rushed, and evidence/witnesses must not be hidden. He tweeted that out 11 hours ago.
Yeah, I just say, if you're going to sign on to an attorney in this situation, I probably would have picked somebody other than Avenatti. Goes on here, White House spokeswoman Carrie Kupek said in a statement, the president still supports Kavanaugh. Also, Senator Dianne Feinstein out of California yesterday sent a letter to Senator Charles Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, asking immediately for postponing of the Kavanaugh nomination. Grassley responded to Ramirez's claims last night by saying, of course, we will attempt to evaluate these new claims, end quote, but not before saying Democrats continue to make the nomination process, quote, a political takedown, end quote. Now, our new report was released after Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were teenagers, agreed to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday at 10. Like Kelly was saying, California professor has reached an agreement with the Senate Judiciary Committee on some details of her upcoming testimony, but not on who will question her. Christine Blasey Ford's attorneys issued a statement yesterday after achieving what they described as a, quote, important progress in our call this morning with the Senate Judiciary Committee staff members, end quote. Also, a statement from her attorneys, despite actual threats to her safety and life, Dr. Ford believes it's important for senators to hear directly from her about the sexual assault committed against her, end quote. A source familiar with the conversation between Ford's attorneys and committee staffers said, although Ford's lawyers want Kavanaugh to testify before her, they accept the committee's leadership position that the Supreme Court nominee will be heard after his accuser. I mean, that one, just when they said that last week, I was like, That's not how our system works.
Right.
People can't like make accusations and then you don't get to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
The accusations are made, and then you get to defend, and then the decisions are made. So I don't know. All right.
And I know we both have a legal connection, you know, from a family standpoint. So I don't try to claim to be a lawyer on TV or radio, but I will say that if we're going to take this seriously, we have to follow the rules of the law. And changing the order, to me, I mean, just as an outsider in the peanut gallery, it just is very strange. And you wonder what was the purpose of that.
Right. Well, it's not a regular court of law. I get that. But at the same time, just it seems like whether we're making a decision at this high level or you're just making a decision between family members or something, somebody makes the accusation, then the person gets to defend. You don't, like, backwards, that is just
a... I mean, and you're taking an oath, right?
Yeah.
To tell the truth.
Like, it's just
the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Strange order thing there. All right, we're coming to the phones. Y'all hold on. 343-0106. We'll be right back. Hey, thank you, Kane. 820 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, whole gang's here, and we'll talk to you at 343-0106. Right now, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin County, and this is not official copy. This is not official copy from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is just me talking. And so you can interpret it as you will. I've already told you about how efficient they are, how they get the junk gone. Let's talk about you. Yeah, you. Well, me too. There's something about, if you are a procrastinator, there's something about setting a deadline, right? Mm-hmm. We work in a very deadline-intensive business, and it's good to move things along. Well, if you're ready to do something about the junk in the house, the junk around the house, whatever, you get online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and set an appointment time with Trey and the crew. They're going to tell you, all right, it's going to be Thursday at 4 in the afternoon, whenever it is. They set a specific time. You know what that makes you do? Is get your junk ducks in a row and be ready. If you're going to try to tackle this project, there's something about that deadline coming that you know that, all right, they're going to be here. We want it to go as quickly as possible, right? So it gets everybody, either an individual or a family, moving towards having everything is, project started, junk gathered up, identifying what's junk, because he's coming and you want to get the whole load in one trip, right? You want to get everything. So everybody's going to, you've got a job, you've got a job, you've got a job, you've got a job, and get it ready. So, I mean, that's not official copy from the 1-800-GOT-JUNK folks, but that's just kind of how my brain works. Check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, on the text line, Taxman says, accuser goes first. Tell me your charge. I will answer. Heather asks, will Kavanaugh be in the room when she is making, Dr. Ford is making her testimony and accusations in front of the committee? Can you find that out?
I'll find that out right now.
I don't know the answer to that. Terry says to me, people immediately lose credibility when they come forward 30 plus years later. And when they do come forward, it's to the media and not the authorities. So we'll grab your text and continue to get your calls too at 343-0106. Mike in Baldwin County is first up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
you know, Sean, we don't need to be reminded. When Roy Moore was running, you know, they came out of the weeds. And when the election was over, you heard nothing more about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is happening.
Although, wait a second. I will say this. Roy Moore did sue. I want to bring the Roy Moore did sue. Was it Korfman, Dalton? Was it?
I think so. Lee Korfman, right?
Lee Korfman. I think so. Okay, I'm sorry. I do want to add that in because that did happen. He did go after them in the lawsuit.
And now that Kavanaugh is just, he's almost at the leg end of it. Now you got women that are coming forth one at a time because there's two now. And now they're saying it could be more that's coming out. Isn't it obvious what's happening here? The sexual assault thing is the new nuclear weapon that Democrats use because they know it reaches to the heart of the American people when you're talking about a woman. Because I have a daughter. By no means am I, you know, trying to say it doesn't happen in society because I know it does. But when you come to this area where it's happening now, it's almost like it's the last minute ploy to stop, you know, a confirmation that was getting ready to happen. And I just don't believe it, to be honest with you. And I know somebody will say, well, you got to wait till the lady speaks. Well, she's waited, what, 35, 36 years to speak? And she never spoke, but all of a sudden now, when the guy's about to get confirmed, she comes out. To me, it just loses all credibility to me, and that's just my opinion. And I know others will disagree with that, but like I told a coworker, it's got to the point where, you know, if you're going to get somewhere in life and somebody doesn't want you to get there, this seems like this is the ploy that people tend to use now, sexual assault or something of that nature. But that's what I see what's going on. And, you know, by the way, are they going to make her swear under oath when she goes before Congress to testify?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe they will. And, Mike, I want to, because I got to grab a couple other calls. I appreciate your call. I do want to just offer, you know, devil's advocate thing here and just say, well, you know, she's coming forward. And Dr. Ford, I don't know enough about the Deborah Ramirez thing yet to go much further, but Dr. Ford, you could say she has everything to lose in this case coming up after all these years. Now, I will say that one of the reasons the resources are being put into finding accusers is this is a hill to battle for Democrats, because the big change coming here is to the Supreme Court, which lasts a long time. We have put ourselves in a situation in our country where we are legislating from the judicial branch, which is a bad, bad precedent. But that is where we are because Congress can't get in. Congress doesn't do their job. Congress has, they've given the power of legislating, the law. They've given that power to the judicial branch to interpret instead of making laws and changes to laws. So this is why this is all hands on deck, because it is so crucial. It's crucial. There are a lot of people that voted for President Trump, maybe even held their nose and voted for Trump because of the Supreme Court. The idea of having Hillary Clinton picking Supreme Court nominees and possibly putting them in as Supreme Court justices was something that they wouldn't have. So they went with Trump just for the Supreme Court angle. Same thing Democrats see, this big change possibly coming to the Supreme Court long term, and they're going to put out anything. I don't know if this individual case or these cases are accurate or not. You can say, well, they didn't come out before. That's not always, maybe in some cases, but that's not always a measure or barometer of the veracity of a story. If you can see, I tell you what, if you can see a pattern, and that's what they're trying to show here, a pattern in more and more women, and they are believable, then you maybe can change some minds. But that's why those people need to make the accusations and let the accused Kavanaugh respond to him, because we're talking about subtlety in this case. This is the thing that I guess I'm missing, that everybody else is talking about. Was it assault? Was it not assault? Y'all, Kavanaugh has said none of it happened. So to me, it's even an easier decision, because if it's proven it did, then Kavanaugh's lying today. Not as a teenager, he's lying today. Mm-hmm. And that makes my decision very easy about it. But everybody seems to be talking about the nuance of this sexual assault. He has denied it now in both cases. It's not that it was interpreted differently or that he wasn't there. It did not happen. And to me, that seems to be the argument of the day. Is he telling the truth? Who is telling the truth about what did or did not happen? Not interpretations. Was he there? Was he not there? It seems it should be easier to prove than how it made somebody feel, or, you know, what the situation was like.
Well, a couple of things I want to add is that this woman, Dr. Ford, she did not come forward with her name. Let's remember that this literature that was given to Dianne Feinstein, that was something that was anonymously, you know, there were no names mentioned. But because it came out, then the media, doing what they do, they started looking around, sleuthing, and her name came forward. So it's not like she came forward and said, oh, he's about to possibly be nominated, let me go ahead and make myself known. This was something, if she's claiming to be a victim, I don't think that unless you've been in her shoes, that you can say the right way to do it. Timing does not look good for her. Okay. However, how many times have you heard about victims suppressing what has happened because they've tried to move on with their lives? And if she's come forward, her husband's now involved in this. We owe it to all of us to hear what she says happened. It doesn't mean it's true, but it's important to note that she's putting a lot on the line. And I pray to God I'm never a victim, but I sure don't want to start pointing a finger and saying the better way to do it. I mean, look what has happened in the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. and all the memories that have come flooding back from young men and young women who have gone through whatever they've gone through. I mean, give them credit for, if it really happened, that they were strong enough to say something. But whatever she says, it may not even impact the nomination process whatsoever. Look at Anita Hill.
A texter asked whether Kavanaugh would be in the room while Dr. Mm-hmm. Ford testifies on Thursday. Apparently, that was part of the agreement that Senator Grassley worked out with Ford's lawyer team. It says Grassley's staff agreed to let Ford testify without Kavanaugh in the room, for there to only be one camera in the room, kind of limiting that press access, also allowing adequate breaks and a high security presence.
There you go, Heather. Good. Now we have an answer to that. Thank you. Let's go to Tess in Foley next. Hey, Tess.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Sean, I have to disagree with you.
Okay.
This Michelle Balzi, she has everything to gain. She's not going to lose anything. Look at Anita Hill. After she made those accusations, she ended up getting movie deals and book deals and all this. She's come out much further along financially than ever losing anything. This woman is not going to lose anything. She's going to get a movie deal. She's going to get a book deal. Then she's going to get a lifetime movie deal. She's not going to lose anything.
Okay. Okay, so you think she has to gain? And that's, you know, you think she's doing it to gain? Although it's not like we don't know her whole situation in life, but I mean, it seems like she's do it all right for herself at this point. I think this is a good text here from Terry. I don't know if I agree or not, but this is interesting because this is part of the discussion as well. Terry says, I believe Dr. Ford believes what she is saying. I don't think her memories are accurate. Now, how do you argue against that one, too? That's a problem. We are definitely in the world of subjective here, right? Unless you were there, unless you are an eyewitness, we're all in the world of subjective. Come right back to the phones and text next, right here on Mobile Mornings. Right, 8:30, 106 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. If you've gotten your rain shower this morning, you might get another one. If you haven't yet, there'll be one coming your way.
Stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned. Look outside. Rainy bulk of the week, says Dr. Bill. Get more from him coming up at the top of the hour. Also, Laura Ingram gets started then as well. All right, let's get to some phone calls here at 343-0106. John in Mobile, first up. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Before I get to the Kavanaugh thing, Kelly, you had the story about Publix and the beards.
Yes.
Okay, you need to do yourself a favor and Google the strength coach for the University of Oregon.
Okay.
Okay. He's got a big handlebar mustache. He's got a hairdo like he looks like he's jumped out of a plane.
Fantastic. I like that look.
I don't think Ford will ever testify. I think they're going to keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. There will be more of these Democrat women come forward. You know, Ford's attorney was one of the main people with one of the women's marches. And she might believe something happened, but I think, and something might have happened, but I don't think it was Kavanaugh, and I think they're just using her. And I think this, it's kind of like Judge Jeanine said the other night, I really fear for Lady Justice.
There you go. John, appreciate the call. Let's go to Clifford in Mobile. Hey, Clifford. Hello, Clifford. Hello, Clifford. We'll put Clifford back on hold. Let's see here.
I was just going to say, I agree with our last caller, and thank you, Dalton, showed me the mustache. But I think I think this is going to continue to be pushed back. I didn't have a reason as to just the matter of with these stories. It's just because remember Monday was the drop day, was a drop done deal, get it done or else. Now all of a sudden it's Thursday.
That's right.
I think it's going to continue to be pushed back to a different day.
Let's go to Orange Beach. Check in with Greg. Hey, Greg.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You know, I don't believe this thing about Kavanaugh. I think the Democrats have gravitated to an all-time low, and they are willing to do anything to push back on Trump, including ruining ruining Brett Kavanaugh. And I think it's a horrible state of affairs in this country when politics has reduced itself to what it is. I think that the left, they only believe in democracy when they're in control, and they are willing to do anything to combat this president.
Well, I think both sides have gotten to that, and I think you're going to see it right now because the Supreme Court, we have let the Congress has let the Supreme Court be the key. I mean, I'm somebody who will, I'll tell you, strategically, politically, you have got to have, if you have certain political beliefs, you've got to have that stacked on the Supreme Court because so many of the, let's say, social issues of the day are decided in the Supreme Court. I would argue that a lot of fiscal issues are not. Congress keeps their hands on the purse, but on the social issues and directions of the country, it absolutely comes down to the Supreme Court, which it should not come down all the time to the Supreme Court. You know that. It's not how it's supposed to work, but it is, and that's I think that's why you see, you know, throw everything at it. They go to the mattresses for the Supreme Court.
Well, they do, and what I hope happens right here, I hope that the Republicans will stand up and say, you know, call this the farce that it is. Six FBI investigations. He sits on the bench of the second highest court in this country, and none of this crap has come up before. I hope they move forward with the vote, and I hope he gets confirmed.
There we go. Let's go back to Clifford. Let's see. Clifford, you there?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Clifford.
Sean.
Yes.
What's puzzling to me is, back during those days, 15-year-old, that child was supposed to go home and tell her father. Her father then either pressed charges or pressed Mr. Kavanaugh into a wall. Why is there no paper trail of this?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what happened that night. But let me take it as an academic discussion. I'm not saying what happened or didn't happen, because I don't know, okay? But there would be a motivation Once again, I'm not, this is not saying Dr. Ford is accurate, but there'd be a motivation for a 15-year-old that was at a party they were not supposed to be at to not come home and report they were there and this thing went down, because then they would get in trouble. You know how teenage brain works.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for both parties because of the timing of this.
Right.
You know, it looks bad for her.
It does. The timing is definitely based on politics. And you would wonder, you know, people say, why didn't it happen? Why didn't people come out earlier? But, you know, Kelly talked about as well. You've got survivors of things coming out way afterwards. But, yes, it does. When you're... recollection, when your accusation is wrapped up in a political sledgehammer, then it gets questioned. It gets questioned a whole bunch. And that's the problem with it. Clifford, I mean, I appreciate the call, but that's the problem when it comes in this form. It should all, any accusation should always be, you know, levied, and then the person be allowed to respond to it. You know, Bennett asked on the text line, which I think was a, you know, a good question. Somebody kind of intimated this earlier. Ben says, we lost it here. I think a good discussion is to have is this, are assault rape accusations becoming just another tool in the political tool chest for both parties?
That's pathetic if anyone uses that as a...
But it has been.
I know, but if you put that in your arsenal, like, okay, I've got my political attack ads, check, and I've got, you know, the signage that I want to carry to really go after my opponent, and oh yeah, don't forget, somebody, who's gonna file charges? Who's gonna file some fake charges and claim that someone assaulted or raped them? I mean, to true victims, how can you live with yourself and know that you're using this as some sort of ploy? But I will say this, though. In situations like this, sometimes, because you think about the Me Too movement, whether you agree with it or not, once one person of stature speaks out, more people feel confident. They feel confident.
You can look at the Cosby sentencing going on today.
Amen. I mean, who would have ever thunk it?
Like I said this morning, I said, when I was reading the story, we're doing the story, and I said, and I talked about the possible time in prison that he's facing. I said, I'm talking about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
It felt so, you know, this whole thing has been so weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that, but that case doesn't mean what happened with Kavanaugh. We don't know. Once again, I will send y'all back to first base on this. I think, and we can have the accusations of sexual assault being used as a political tool discussion. Ben, I agree with you. That's a great discussion to have. But in this case, there's an easier putt here.
That's right.
Was he says he wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? That can be defined a lot more easily than there's a situation, mm-hmm. and he said this, and mm-hmm. she said that, and it gets away from some behind-closed-doors things that we may not know to at least something maybe is still going to be tough from 30 years ago, but to ascertain, or more than that, 40 years ago, was he at the party, you know, at all?
But like we talked about during the commercial break, it's going to come down to the issue is, there are some who think no matter if he's found, if his story has holes in it.
Lay it out here, because you did during the commercial break.
Yeah, we were talking about this, that the issue is, does it even matter what he says? Because those who say that they're going to vote for him, they have said in no unspoken terms that they're still going to push this through. Mm-hmm. So they don't care what this woman said.
And those that are going to vote no. I mean, it could come out that it was all a big farce. And do you think Feinstein's going to go, you know, I was wrong.
Uh-uh.
I was wrong, and now I'm going to vote to confirm. Come on.
No, and I do understand the importance of this conversation, because this is a lifetime appointment.
Mm-hmm.
This person who gets this next role as a Supreme Court justice, and especially as young as Judge Kavanaugh is, that's many, many years that he's going to help decide law. And for those who are so wanting to fight this, this is why they're pushing to have Dr. Ford heard, maybe Deborah Ramirez, the very latest woman who is claiming she's 53 years old. She claims that it was a drunken dormitory situation, that Kavanaugh thrust his genitals in her face, caused her to touch it without her consent as she pushed him away. That story coming in the New Yorker over the weekend.
And she did say she was very intoxicated and the details are hazy. I mean, she said that in the New Yorker story. And like I think Sean mentioned earlier, there have already been people that are backing up Kavanaugh for that story also. Mm-hmm. But my question is, Will we ever, unless something happens that brings the nation together, like we've seen in the past, are we ever going to have a Supreme Court justice, you know, fly right through and have an easy confirmation? Because with just think of the other potential nominees that we had before Kavanaugh was selected by Trump. You had Kethledge, Hardiman, Amy Coney Barrett, you had Pryor. Would you have been surprised if any of these people were the nominee other than Kavanaugh if we were having this exact same conversation this week or conversations about something else they may have done in the past? I wouldn't have been surprised if any nominee had been brought up like this.
I agree. And at what point, you know, here's the problem. I will go back. I said, y'all, the easier argument is just whether he's at the party or not. Okay, that's, to me, that's what they should be deciding. He's, because if it turns out that he's lying specifically today, he knows and he's lying today, then that helps me understand the question. And then I've told y'all since where it go, if it shows him to be a liar here at 50-something years old, different story. But everybody stays on this discussion of the accusations. And if you look at that, at what level, why is, and with deference here, I understand, and I do understand what people not just suppress, but just don't bring up because they didn't bring it up right then because maybe they didn't want to get in trouble for being at the beer party. And they don't bring it up down the road because it's an uncomfortable subject. I get this. But why do we assume, too, that if there's two people in a room, that one accusation would bring more merit than a denial? I mean, that this you know, there's, it's a tough question. I'll take some arrows for that. But why does one person immediately have greater standing with the accusation than the person denying it?
They shouldn't, but I think in a job...
But they do, yeah.
I know, but in a job like this where you're talking about a lifetime appointment, it should be a tough process, man or woman, rich or poor, white or black. It should be a tough process because we, the taxpayers, are paying the bill, the what do you call it, salary of this person, and whomever puts on that robe, they should be the appropriate person. But they are expected to go through all this. This is what the confirmation hearings are all about.
Does it make them either way a good or bad justice, too? There's the side story to that as well. And then, you know, the question is, they said they were going to bring up the fact that Kavanaugh was at an underage drinking party, at a keg party. When it,
stand in line.
Let's go look at the people in the Senate, huh? Let's go judge our senators on that line. All right, coming right back to the phones. Y'all hold on. Hey, thank you, Kane. 852 FM Talk 106.5 coming to the phones at 343-0106. From the text line, Katrina says, I'm a 60-year-old female. This stinks to high heaven and also very predictable. Why would Dems change a playbook that has been so effective? Anyone remember Herman Cain and the attacks he endured? Everyone vanished after they succeeded in ruining his candidacy. All right, we'll go to the phones. And first up, let's go to the ad man in downtown Theodore. Hey, ad man.
Yes, sir. We're talking about a little bit about the law a while ago, the rule of law. Number one, the reason you have a statute of limitations is because after so many years, where were you 36 years ago on Saturday night, October the 10th? You know, you can't try to find witnesses and things like that. Your defense is almost impossible.
Good point. Good
number
point.
Number two, I mean, even the, you know, the you have the right to face your
accuser.
They're in a court of law under the Fifth Amendment, and she's not even going to face him.
And I can argue, I mean, if we want to argue semantics, just we'll say it's not a court of law. It's a, you know, Kabuki Senate Judicial Committee. I mean, you know, we can make that. I follow what you're saying, but some people turn around and say, well, it's not actually a court of law.
But fair, even the Bible says that if one man comes and accuses you of a crime, he shall be found innocent.
I agree.
If two men come and find you of a crime, you should be found guilty. You know, it's a he said, she said situation.
I agree with what you're saying, Abban. I appreciate it. I'm going to grab a couple more calls here. And also, let me get this one quick text here.
And while you're looking for that, 38 minutes ago, the president, he tweeted out that all of this surrounding nominee Kavanaugh is, quote, totally political.
Yeah, well,
talking about the sexual misconduct allegations.
Well, this texture says, I don't recall such animosity and personal attacks when Kagan or Sotomayor were confirmed and not the concern for it's a lifetime appointment. Well, that may be the new standard. That may be now where everything's going to be. Be that. Let's go to Derek in Fairhope next. Hey, Derek.
Man. right.
Was that a growl?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's just ridiculous, man. I feel like I'm listening to 5-year-old children. You know, it's if you look at the movement of the Democratic Party, especially too with the socialist non-binary gender thing, you know, women or men, or there's no difference except when they want it to be, except when they want to claim a vulnerability, and except when they need exceptions to this whole thing that they're trying to create. And it's actually aggravating. Now, I'm not a fan of either party. Both of them are a joke, but one's just a little bit funnier than the other. I can't believe that there's adults that think this way. I'm literally, the older I get, the more cynical I get, and I can't believe that you have a party that is promoting, you know, whatever this gender thing is, but then claiming that, oh, well, no, this is, you know, we got to worry about, you know, she can't fly, she can't be there, she's scared of this, that, and the other. It's either one or the other. This is what adults do. And I mean, if you can't be an adult and after 30 something years, you know, own up to this, then you know what? There's statute of limitations. I'm sorry, there's consequences. And as an adult, you have to deal with those consequences. But the Democratic Party just wants to say no. You know, we want exemptions when we want them. It's a man. Penn is 7, and he's better than this.
Hey, by the way, Derek, you're talking about getting over all of them up there. When did you have that moment? You know, it's kind of like the moment you have, man, where when did you get? Because I'm thinking it's like the moment you have when you realize your parents were actually humans and not just your parents, and you go, oh, gosh, exactly. A whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Man, I would say it really, you know, I really started looking at everything 10 years ago, and then once I really started paying attention, and you got to study, man. This isn't where you just got to watch the news. You got to dive deep into who's writing these policies and who's benefiting. It was this, I would say, 4 or 5 years ago, my eyes were wide awake, and I was like, wow, both parties are, you know, oh, man, it's, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, and I realized that, you know, if you're voting Democrat, Republican, they both win. They both win.
Yeah, and I appreciate your call, Derek. I mean, it's that moment where I think most of us that are interested in this, so in other words, folks listening to us, will get this. Didn't you have that moment where you go, wait, they're not all, you had this idea that to be a senator, to be a member of the House, they're so much better than us and they're smarter than us. And then you realize, what was I
they
thinking?
They just got more votes.
What was I thinking? Robert's in Daphne. Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I think this thing is ridiculous, and I think the people that have the most to lose out of this whole thing is women that actually have sexual assault happen to them. And the reason I say that is because if political parties keep using this as a political ploy, then women that actually have sexual assault happen, it's going to go right out the window, because it's going to be like the boy who cried wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's ridiculous. And good for Roy Moore for defamation, because that was absolutely ridiculous for that girl to make those accusations, and then all of a sudden she falls off the face of the earth. Like, no, that's ridiculous.
Yep. Well, you know, and I, once again, in that case, I don't know what happened, but at least he did what we had all asked, right? Follow through after the fact. Maybe there needs to be more of that going forward, you know, so we then can maybe one day find out which claims are true and which ones are not. All right, Laura Ingram on the way next. I'll see y'all at noon today for Midday Mobile. Bye, y'all.
Ciao.